Blessed James of Strepar, Franciscan, entered the Franciscan while he was from Poland. Strepar is in Poland. Lived during the 14th century. He entered the Franciscan order early. Biographer didn't say exactly the age, but probably a teenager, to avoid the dangers of the world, and he was quickly noticed as a virtuous man, and had a lot of zeal for preaching and saving souls. And after he became a priest, he was he wanted to go to Russia because there were some pagans there, a fair amount of pagans there, and also a lot of Catholics there that were, their faith was threatened by the Greek schismatics who wanted to bring them over to their beliefs. So he got permission from his superiors to go preaching there as a missionary. And he was very successful there, so successful that that he was the King of Poland asked the Pope to appoint him as Archbishop of Halic, I'm not sure if that's the pronunciation, H-A-L-I-C-Z, the city of Halic. He was the appointed archbishop, and he only accepted the position because he was sort of forced by the Holy Father. And as a bishop, he built many churches and convents to safeguard the Catholic faith, to promote the faith in that region, which was threatened when the churches helped the people sustain their faith. So he built many churches and convents and spread the faith that way. He was very devoted to Our Lady as a bishop. He consecrated basically his diocese, even though they didn't use that word back then. He entrusted the diocese to Our Lady. He had his coat of arms with an image of Our Lady. His episcopal ring as well had an image of Our Lady. He would have services in his cathedral every night in honor of Our Lady, and he attended them and encouraged the people to attend as well. He would have services in honor of the Blessed Sacrament as well, and encourage people to come to that by granting indulgences. He died in 1410. Died in 1410, and 200 years after his death, his body was found incorrupt, as well as the clothes on his body. And so here we have a forerunner of maybe Pope John Paul II, who was so devoted to Our Lady. Of course, the Polish people are very devoted to Mary. It's part of their tradition all the way to today. I'm told that almost every house has an image of a statue of Mary in their home. Of course, I think, what was it, October 7 or October 13, the people in Poland were praying the rosary around the borders of their country to protect them to safeguard their faith.
Et Jesus.